Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, February 1. Coming up, Jamaicans urged to remain calm in light of recent events in the U.S. House passes Integrity Commission Act and government moves swiftly to improve Jamaica's ranking in Corruption Perception Index. The details after the break.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
Now the news. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith is encouraging Jamaicans at home and abroad to remain calm in light of recent events in the United States. She notes that Jamaicans in the diaspora have been concerned about a recent executive order by United States President Donald Trump restricting immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries for a period of 90 days.
It's extremely unhelpful that people are inciting panic on matters which are very complex, very technical, and subject to a lot of uncertainty, even in the issuing state. The ministry is making every effort to ascertain what the scope of these orders are. It's important that we not conflate them because there's more than one order and they deal with entirely different things.
The minister says her office has been in contact with the local U.S. Embassy and the U.S. State Department and will provide updates as the situation evolves. The House of Representatives on Tuesday approved the Integrity Commission Act, a bill which seeks to establish a single independent anti-corruption body to investigate and prosecute corruption in Jamaica. The body will be known as the Integrity Commission and will bring under one umbrella the operations of the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, the former Integrity Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General. Among other responsibilities, the new Integrity Commission will monitor and investigate, where necessary, the award of government contracts and prescribed licenses and related matters. In opening the debate on the bill, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the enactment of the legislation is vital to efforts to meet the targets of Jamaica's economic growth agenda.
Let me emphasize the commitment of this government to fighting and eliminating corruption in this country. Accountability, transparency, and integrity are hallmarks of all self-respecting democracies.
He adds that the establishment of a single anti-corruption body will help to improve Jamaica's ranking on the International Corruption Perception Index. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will be moving swiftly to address Jamaica's 14-place fall in the recent Corruption Perception Index. In the most recent report produced by Transparency International, Jamaica moved from a ranking of 69th in 2016 to 83rd this year. Mr. Holness says one of the key factors which contributed to Jamaica's downgrading was the fact that the island has been slow in passing legislation to tackle corruption. As such, the government will be taking the necessary measures to improve the country's ranking going forward, beginning with the passage of the Integrity Commission Act in the House of Representatives. And the Jamaica Cancer Society, in observance of World Cancer Day on February 4, is encouraging Jamaicans to reduce the cancer burden through healthy lifestyle practices and screening. World Cancer Day is under the theme We Can, I Can, and aims to raise awareness about the illness. Executive Director of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Ulit Gordon, says cancer is a major public health issue and a threat to national development.
Collectively, we can shape policies. We can improve access to early detection through screening. We can provide education and healthy lifestyle practices. Together, we can build healthy homes, healthy workplaces, and healthy communities. Individually, you can quit smoking. You can start exercising regularly. You can reduce your alcohol consumption. You can access your annual screening test, and you can get informed.
In Jamaica, prostate, lung, and colon cancer are most prevalent among men, while women are mainly affected by breast, cervical, and colon cancer. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.